Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. You know, one of the, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, since my computer died, and the more and more I think about it, realize how much work I've lost, and I kick myself daily for not backing it up like I should have. It's making me go through old paper stuff. And I found this article that I had saved for who knows how long ago. It was back in my 2013 paper, so it's about that old. But it's from Runner's World, from August of 1991. I told the story of Beth Ann DeSantis, her attempt to qualify for the 1992 Olympic Trials Marathon. A female runner must complete 27 miles, a 385-yard race in less than 2 hours 45 minutes to compete at the Olympic Trials. Beth started strong but began having trouble around mile 23. She reached the final straightaway at 2 hours 43 minutes with just 2 minutes left to qualify. 100 yards from the finish, she stumbled and fell, dazed, and she stayed down for 20 seconds. The clock was ticking. 2 hours, 44 minutes, less than a minute to go. She staggered to her feet, began walking, five yards short of the finish. 10 seconds to go, she fell again. She began to crawl. The crowd's cheering her on. She crossed the finish line on her hands and her knees. Her time, 2 hours, 44 minutes, 57 seconds, 3 seconds to spare. But you know what? She made it. You know, and your marathon runners, they often reach the point where it's called hitting the wall. They just can't go any further hardly. You know, and they begin to feel like they, you know, that they're just defeated and they just can't go on any further. Now, when we think about our race, our Christian race, like Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, right? It's our walk of faith is compared to a race. You know, I think many times we feel like we hit the wall, right? We feel defeated for many different reasons, right? Life problems, family problems, financial, maybe all of the above. And we just feel like we just can't go anymore. And we feel defeated. I think it's at those times when we hit the wall in our faith, if you will, we need to remember passages like this, Romans 8. Begin at verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, if you don't believe that, he says, he's basically saying, you want evidence? Let me give you evidence. He says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? That's you, if you put on Christ in baptism. It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen. Who is even at the right hand of God who also makes intercession for us? He wants you to succeed. He doesn't want you to fail. So who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. I encourage you to read Psalm 44. That's a quote from verse 22. It's a victory psalm. We don't have time for that this evening. Verse 37, yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. And so what I want you to remember here, we'll offer the invitation, have an invitation song. If you feel like you've hit the wall in your faith, I just don't know if I can keep going, listen. God wants you to succeed, right? And when we leave God, it's on us, right? He doesn't give up on us, right? So God won't make you quit. Satan can't make you quit. Only you can quit, right? And in that, God is cheering us on to the finish line. Don't give up. If you got to crawl, crawl. Right? If you got to crawl on your belly, spiritually, then crawl on your belly. Just keep going to the finish line. So this evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, that is to put on Christ in baptism with the response of faith, right? Believing, repenting, confessing Christ. If you haven't done that, let's take care of that. If you have done that, maybe you've fallen away and you realize, hey, I got to get back, going in the right direction. I want to be reconciled to God. Let's take care of that also. So if you have a spiritual need, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing. Jesus.